flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. The show will be live from New Orleans Monday through Thursday next week, bringing you as much cool stuff from Super Bowl week as we can, and then we'll be back with you next Friday at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Gilly the Kid joining us momentarily. This question about this team becoming the best Philadelphia sports team ever really does highlight how big this game is in 9 days. The Super Bowl is always a huge game. It's a huger game, obviously, because the Eagles are in it. But the thought that they win the game, they're debatably the best Philadelphia team of all time.
Yeah.
They don't win the game. They just become another one of our teams that was really good that didn't finish the job. You know, like, there's just such a, and as Jack said, as we had talked about, not only one of the best, you know, maybe the best Philadelphia team of all time, but this team will be looked at, I think, historically as one of the really, really top Super Bowl winning teams as well, considering who they're going to beat. There's just like a lot at stake from a legacy perspective with this.
Yeah,
game.
And a win can do so much for a lot of these guys, as a championship win does. For a lot of players.
Well, you were saying Hall of Fame, it changes Lane Johnson's Hall of Fame case. It changes Darius Slay's Hall of Fame case, all those things.
Because now you have this championship on your resume, who you guys beat. I mean, if they're able to win this game against the Chiefs, you're also stopping what would be a dynasty run.
Yes.
So that makes the win even more significant in the history of the game, right? You're actually, not only are you winning and it benefits your legacy as an organization, it's also the impact that it has on the other organization. That's why I think that championship that Eli won, his first one, against that New England team carries so much weight because of what was at stake in that game. And that was the perfect season that was at stake in that game.
And for Saquon, we keep talking about, could he get in the Hall of Fame? Well, it's not like very close right now. He needs a few more really, really good years. But he puts this season on his resume. It changes, I think, the number of really, really good years. I think it changes the way he's looked at historically. I think his Hall of Fame case changes, not just because he won a Super Bowl, but that he won a Super Bowl. Forget who gets named MVP this year. Mm-hmm. Saquon will be remembered as the most valuable player in football this year, whoever gets named MVP.
Well, in some of these little polls, he's already been named the MVP for some. I think I saw Fox did something. So, and the fact that you're hearing guys like Brady, Coach Belichick mention him with Hall of Fame attached to his name, that just lets you know. He never was really mentioned in that manner when he was with the Giants. Same talent, but now he's on a bigger stage. He's getting to display that talent a lot better, right?
Yep.
He's around great players. That's what winning this game does for you.
Yeah, I agree. 215-592-9494. Gary in Vineland, you're on WIP.
Hello.
What's up, Gary?
Did you guys hear your boy OK this morning?
I heard that he called the morning show. OK Andrew? Yes.
Not only was he crying about, you know, Jack's comment.
Oh, really?
What was Jack's comment?
He, you know how Jack kind of...
Well, Jack says he's a bad caller.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
He threw out, "We're going to take him to Pound Town." I'm like, you can't take
Whoa.
Tom on other shows.
Like, did he really?
100%.
Now, Ike, you as the Pound Town guy,
yes.
Do you look at this? Do you look at this as OK Andrew spreading Pound Town, or do you look at this as him sort of taking it and trying to use it for his own gain?
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
Is OK Andrew off the Foxhole guy list?
Might have to be.
Jack?
Well, Ben from
for him.
Sure. Yeah. It's a tough scene for Andrew.
It is. And I wonder how good
hold on, was he talking bad about the afternoon show? Is that what he was doing?
I think he took a little shot.
That's all I need to hear.
He was more whining.
Okay. Oh. Well, he does the little whining thing a little bit.
Okay. Yeah. Subpar Andrew with his list. Went from OK to subpar.
And I might not be able to be a Foxhole guy because I call multiple shows, but maybe I could be like the afternoon Secret Service.
Well,
you
helped us out on this one, man. You're part of the deep state. You're part of the afternoon show deep state.
Yeah, seriously.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yep. All right, Gary.
Okay, Andrew. Okay. Yeah. I did not realize that.
Really
yeah,
disappointing.
I couldn't believe it.
Yeah. Wow, we put that guy on the map.
Exactly.
Yes. And we're trying to work with him. Okay. His calls are shaky. Penn State guy, we let him get away with it.
Yeah.
Keep saying he's feeling soupy. I never even understand what that means.
Okay. Yeah, okay, you might have opened up a wrong can, buddy.
You come at the king, you best not miss.
Yeah,
you know?
The wrong can.
You don't pick fights with this show.
Yeah.
All right. Gary, what do you got on the topic du jour today? The topic du jour, not topic du jour today. Yeah.
What is the best team that never won?
Yeah, well, no. Today, just if the Eagles win the Super Bowl this year, are they the best team in Philadelphia sports history this one year?
Well, I'll take Chuck's argument. The Sixers were better, but absolutely, if they win, they got it.
Yeah, I think it's close. I do think it's close. Well, thank you for the info, Gary. I very much appreciate it. Yeah. Wow. Okay, Andrew. Really? Wow. Okay. Sorry, we're talking on the air to each other. I forgot I was on the air there.
Yeah.
Rios in North Philly, you're on WIP. What's up, Rios?
What's going on, Hard Chargers?
What's up, Rios?
What's up, gentlemen?
What's up, brother?
Man. Yeah, I think the show about to be called the 94.1 Afternoon Freak Bull Show.
Yeah.
Y'all got like everything is straight freak bull stuff. You got Tornado Shapiro. You got the number one freak bull, Horny Yoshi.
Yep.
You got y'all talking about the blue chewies on your commercials.
We got whatever Jerry situation.
Yeah, truck horn Jerry situation.
That John, the damn drop board is pretty much a freak bull. Yeah, you know I mean, anytime Jack is on them buttons, yeah, you know I mean, so.
Yeah, oh man.
I think y'all remember back in the day that it was like you know, the radio station and that cool ass voice, the Quiet Storm.
Oh yeah,
yes.
Whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well that's y'all it. Y'all just a freak bull show on 94.1 straight freak bulls. That's funny as hell. But anyway, gentlemen, we talking about. Let me tell y'all something. So y'all know I told y'all that 45 years of me being an Eagles fan and everything just came out like that. I never felt of a team that is really damn dominant that could beat any other team, like in a way like y'all knew when it was Brady with the New England Patriots and you was afraid of that. When I used to watch my Charles Barkley and then Jordan comes and plays and it's like, damn, that's how I feel about us. So ultimately, yes, they win the Super Bowl, best team, Philadelphia, or whatever it is, the situation. But the thing is with these guys, let me tell y'all something, gentlemen. These young bulls, these young boys are coming out to disrespect and hunt. These young boys on a team ain't nothing to play with. But let me tell you this. The old heads right now, they just turned themselves young. They turned them. They ain't nothing to play with. They going out there being led by energy with these young bulls too. And I'm gonna tell y'all this, man. Anything of people being nervous or scared, these bulls are winning by double digits. Our Eagles gonna win 10 and above. They're winning this freaking game without a, and they're going to cause a problem. People ain't going to like them. We ain't going to care. They're going to be very disrespectful for whatever it is. But you know what? Any publicity is good publicity. We are the freaking show. And let me tell y'all something. Y'all going to New Orleans, right?
Yes, sir.
So, and y'all supposed to head back on Friday or Thursday or something?
Thursday
like
night, Thursday so we can night. Be at Chickie's on Friday.
Yeah.
Oh, man, y'all freaking suck. Because check this out, man. I'm supposed to there be, you know what I mean? We supposed to have this Airbnb, you know what I mean?
Oh, you going down there.
Oh, yeah, look, I was trying to make the afternoon show. I was like, yo, let me jump on the bandwagon with the free bull stuff. So, you know what I mean? I'm a single man going out there, you know what I mean? You know, see what's going on, drinking bourbons on Bourbon Street, you know what I mean? And doing whatever, you
ooh,
know what
boy.
I got my soldier, and you know, one of my soldiers down there. He just recently retired from the military, so he down there, him and his pops down there. My best friend, yeah, you know I mean, that you met, Ike, yeah, you know I mean, he already hooked up with because his one of his sisters live out there. So, yeah, you know I mean, we got this Airbnb. So, I just gotta, yeah, you know I mean, do my thing, make sure the kids are taken care of, and yeah, you know I mean, road tripping, yeah, you know I mean, straight road tripping.
Wow, oh, y'all road tripping?
Yeah, we're gonna That's miss you. Right.
Road tripping, stopping at places to freaking eat. Yeah, y'all gonna miss us. But look, let me ask y'all this question. So, I gotta give the is on Friday. Do I gotta give a speech on Friday or some day before the Super Bowl? I don't know. Y'all tell me
when you want to do it. You available Friday to do it, or you think you might be busy?
Man, I don't. Man, look, let me tell you something. Drunk, high, everything on Bourbon Street.
Oh, boy.
This is Super Bowl, dog. This is Super Bowl. I'm available when it comes for that. And I'm just making sure because I know, you know what I mean? Y'all
I'll
get
leave
the
it up
exclusive.
To Spike.
Dude, look, here's
I
the
think
thing.
It's got to be Friday.
Yeah, here's the thing, Rios, Friday. That we are in the Super Bowl with you doing it on, I don't want to inconvenience you, but we're in the Super Bowl with you doing it on Fridays. People expect it on Fridays.
True.
This is the biggest game of the year.
True.
Look, I know you're having a good time, but me to you, we, Philadelphia, the Philadelphia Eagles, we all need it on Friday.
I'm a soldier. And, I mean, let me tell you something, Spike. Don't ever say you're inconveniencing me. You know why? This is where I get my mental health and my energy, dog. This is what I do it for. Y'all my freaking family now. And that's what it is, you know what I mean? So you know what? Hey, walking down the streets, doing whatever I'm doing, dog, is going down Friday. I just came, you know what I mean, was in the city. My man, look, let me tell you something. I got a man, he played high school football with me. He's a video cameraman for the Philadelphia Eagles. He's getting ready. They leaving, you know, to the Super Bowl. I think he's leaving Sunday. So he just had me down in the city in one of our hoods, you know what I mean, doing he wanted me to do a speech that he want to edit, you know what I mean?
Oh, wow.
Uh-oh.
And I'm just letting you know, his name is Sterling Underwood. So if y'all, he's an Eagles. He does for the Eagles. He works for the news in the city. And he'll tell y'all about what I did on the freaking football field. And y'all want to know what the hell blood on the grass is? Y'all already see how I look. I ain't going to even tell y'all what I do. He's an actual, Eagle guy, Sterling Underwood. And he works for the damn news, too. So, and he was my offensive defensive lineman. So he was a beast. But he'll tell y'all what my stature that y'all see, what I did on that freaking football field, why I am the way I am.
Yeah.
And ain't nothing different from me being in the military, from me being high school to now.
Yep.
Hey, I love y'all. And, hey, I got it. It's going freaking down, bro. You know what I mean?
Friday.
We killers, dog.
Right.
Stop playing. We killers out there. Peace, man.
Yes.
All right, Rios. Be right, safe. Yes. Travels. Safe travels, bro.
So we do have an update from Buzz with our misfit card that's all wet and spelled wrong. Buzz, where are you now?
Yeah, so we're en route from Reading Terminal Market to One Liberty Place here, just wrapped up at Reading Terminal.
And what are you going to do, Chickie's last?
Chickie's is last, yeah.
Okay.
So you're going to say, what's at One Liberty Place?
That's that the place at like 16th and Chestnut where there's all the stores in there. It's like a little mall or whatever.
Okay.
So, and how many signatures do you have so far?
Yeah, I think we're in the hundreds at this point. Reading Terminal was a lot more personal. No, I'm counting one by one. Felt like we were going more like politicians, like one by one, each to each individual table. Very different from the Kelce show. But no, it was a good time at Reading Terminal. One guy didn't speak English, didn't understand what we were doing at all, but still signed it. Another guy thought I was trying to scam him for money and thought he had to pay to sign the card. We did notice the error in spelling. We actually saw Mayor Sherelle Parker there, and she approved of the spelling. So all good is out here at Reading Terminal.
Okay, and anybody I saw one video of somebody turning you down. Anybody else turn you down?
A few people. There was one person who refused to sign it because they didn't want to jinx the Eagles in the Super Bowl. They gave me a Go Birds, but would not sign it.
Okay, that's fair.
So we've had a few of those, but for the most part, our success rate's been pretty good here.
Okay, well, you're heading to One Liberty Place now, and then you'll be down at Chickies and Pete's, so they'll be able to meet you down there probably 5-ish, somewhere around there. That's my guess.
Somewhere in that range, yeah, that's our goal.
Okay, Buzz, don't screw it up anymore.
We won't. The card's dry. Don't worry. The card's all dry. We were indoors. The card's fine.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Thanks, Buzz.
That wasn't my fault.
Well, it wasn't.
We'll talk to you later.
It was the other guy. Yeah. It was the other guy. Okay. In studio? I didn't even know this was happening. Gilly, the kid in studio?
Yes.
There we go.
Yes.
What's up, bro?
Welcome.
Hey, you know what's going on. We turn it up, baby.
Now, Ike says in his head he can do the dance.
Right. But in his head, God, yeah, don't do it.
Just in his head. Just,
he says no, in his head.
I think I could pull it off.
Gil, I've been practicing, man. It's bad, man.
Can we get a lesson in studio?
Try and get a moment out of me.
Yes. Let's get a moment out of the legend,
Gilly.
Well, I know one thing. I know one part of it that everybody could do.
Okay.
The Conor McGregor.
We got that. Yeah. I got to do the whole
one, two, three.
There you go. You've been working on it. Yeah, I got the legend.
Listen, man. You, my God. You want to talk about the card first?
Well, okay, yeah. Yes. You got the own Gilly the Kid training card now.
Yes.
So you can get it at SpectreSportsArt.com.
Yes.
It's like, this is a cool looking thing, man.
I don't even have a card, Gil.
Yeah. I got you.
What's going on, man?
I got to make sure I get y'all some up here by tomorrow.
It's cool. Yeah. This is a cool thing. $30. Not a bad deal at all.
It's good memorabilia for just so you can always remember this was a great season.
Oh, absolutely.
And we're going to end this thing off right. I just feel it.
Well, and it must
be. I feel
be...
our energy is just better than Kansas City's right now.
Yeah.
Well,
you got a lot to do with that energy, brother.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep. Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals, and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You got a lot to do with it.
Well, it's crazy because one of my nephews, Isaiah Rogers, he hit me and he says, "Oh man, you got the whole city turned up." And I had to correct him. I said, no, y'all got the whole city turned up. I'm just doing my job. You know?
Yep.
If you guys don't win, nothing that I do doesn't mean anything.
That's a good point.
That's a good point.
Yeah, you guys got the city.
No champion. Losing team has a theme song. Right, it's only the good teams that have theme songs.
Right.
Well, it must be extra special, right? Because you love the Eagles.
Yes.
And it's not just like the Phillies had a great song, but they just picked it, right? It just happened. You love the Eagles.
Yes.
So this connection that it happened must be so special for you right now.
It's not even something that I was planning. I just, I think that we live in a time right now where people love authenticity.
Yep.
And they love the raw. And everybody is scripted, and they got to look a certain way, they got to act a certain way. And the fact that Gilly I just don't care. I don't care. Like, you got to understand.
Just keep your hand on that dump button in there, Jack.
Yeah, I got one here. We're ready.
I just don't care.
Yep.
You know what I mean? You got to understand, I'm 48 years old, and I showed up to the arena in a full uniform. Like, I actually had, like, we ran on the field. And I started crying.
Yeah.
Like, and I looked at Kenneth Gainwell, and I was like, I love this. And Kenneth Gainwell looked at me like.
So let me ask you this.
You're more fired up than they are.
Like, you know you're not playing, right?
Right. But here's the funny thing, though, man. I've been following you all year. For years I've been following you. You know I follow you, man.
Absolutely.
You are so entertaining, you and Wallow.
Thank you, man. Love
what you guys are doing. You're a great representation of this city. I think you and Wallow, you live out the life of what a lot of people dream about being able to do.
Absolutely.
Right? And when we say you're a Philadelphia sports fan in general. Yeah, you're a
Phillies, yes. Eagles, Flyers, Wings, Sixers, Temple.
Yes. He loves Philadelphia. So let me ask you this.
Mm-hmm.
How did you get the opportunity to lead the team out on the field, right? You're running out there, and I got to ask you, were you worried about falling?
No.
You didn't worry about tripping or anything when you were?
Tripping, I would have just got up and continued to run.
That's what I'm talking about.
One thing about me, man, I'm never concerned about it, embarrassing myself. I done been embarrassed plenty of times. I actually post things on my social media to embarrass myself. It's entertainment for me.
Right.
So for me, man, I love those guys so much. And the one thing that I always tell those guys is, man, we love you, OG. You'll never be a fan to me like I'm a fan to you.
Right.
Remember that, kid. You hear me?
Mm.
I had to let them know, you got to understand, when you guys lose, it feel like a third cousin passed away. Like, that whole week is like we come from one of the poorest cities in America. So just the morale of the people when the Eagles win that week, it's a lot better than when they lose.
And we talk about a lot, Philly's different than just about every city in America. Like, I've lived New York, Chicago, LA, they all love their sports teams. But it's not like Philly where, like you said, when the Eagles are winning, everybody's involved. It's like this thing where we all become one, and when they lose, everybody's bummed out.
Absolutely.
It changes the whole vibe of the city.
Yep. It changes the temperature of the city.
Yep.
And the beautiful thing about what I'm doing, I'm just bringing positive energy to the city. So it's young, old, black, white, blue, brown, purple. It don't matter. We all have a connection. It's like you could go to the club and nobody in the club could like each other. But when you turn a certain song on, you forget that you don't even like the people in the club. You like, hey.
Yep.
So for me, it's just providing a moment where everybody could come together.
So how did you come across Blow the Whistle? How did that? I remember the first videos of you doing it.
Yeah.
So I remember you doing it before it actually blew up, but it actually has blown up and become somewhat of the theme song for the Eagles this year.
Yes.
Why Blow the Whistle? From Too Short, everybody out there, in case you don't know who it is.
Too Short's a legend, number one. The song is legendary. It wasn't necessarily legendary in Philadelphia.
Right.
But it's a legendary song, and Blow the Whistle, it's kind of like a sports type of theme. You know what I mean? So I just figured I'd start my day off with Just Like Candy to let the other team know that y'all sweet, man. We're going to run through y'all today, man. Eat y'all up like a Snickers, man. Y'all sweet. And then after we win, we celebrate with Blow the Whistle.
Yeah.
Speaking of celebrations, we saw video you in the locker room afterwards.
Oh man, that was so that was awesome.
You grabbed Howie pretty tight, man. was he the same after that? Like,
let's be for real. Right?
Yeah.
Sometimes those guys at the top and those guys behind the scene don't get told as much as how appreciated they are.
Right.
You know, Howie really kills the draft, man.
He does.
You know what I mean? And Howie's really great at what he does. And I just wanted to let him know that we have the greatest GM in all of football, and you're appreciated. And I had to let Jeffrey Lurie know as well, man, we have the greatest owner in football. You know what I mean? Where else do you see a fan in the locker room?
Mm. Right.
And Jeffrey actually knows me. I know Jeffrey. I know his son. They invited me down last year during the playoffs because they said the temperature not right, Gilly. Get the temperature right in here.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I went around and I talked to everybody from the linebackers to you know, to even one of the guys that's still mad at me today, Quez Watkins. You know, shout out to Quez.
Well, he deserved that.
Yeah. One thing about Gilly is that he is authentic all the time.
Real.
Right.
So
you got to understand, I bump into Quez last year, right? And I say, you know I'm the biggest Eagle fan in the world, right? I say, I read every article and everything. He said, I didn't know that, OG. I said, okay, well, in the article, in the beginning of the season, you said this was your year. He shook his head. I said, it wasn't. No, you got
to
understand.
Straight to him.
You got to understand how he's standing right here next to me.
Right.
I said, it wasn't. I said, but let me tell you something. Good players is made during the regular season. Legends is made in the playoffs. A.J. Brown is hurt. You have a chance to become a legend. What are you going to do? He said, I got you, OG. I said, that don't even sound confident, man. And then the kid had like 2 receptions for 8 yards.
And he didn't got you.
He ain't got me.
Yeah.
He ain't get me. He ain't got me. So, yeah. And I kind of went in hard on him on social media. And so I felt a little bad. I was just emotional.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, bro, you got to step up. When it's time to be great, man, you got to be great.
Those are some of your best videos, though, when you're upset.
Yes, because it's raw.
You haven't had to be upset at all this year.
I haven't been upset all this year. Even when we lost, it didn't even feel bad.
Yeah, you was like, yeah, I'm good.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I also want to ask, you know, a lot of the mainstream media, I haven't seen a lot of apologies being given to Nick Sirianni. Who 13 weeks ago, they need to get him out of the building. They need a nuke. I haven't seen a lot of I apologize given to Jalen Hurts. Oh, he's a bum that just keeps ending up in the Super Bowl. But all of these guys who aren't bums, I mean, let me just ask you this question. I sit around, I hear about these guys talk about Aaron Rodgers, who played dinosaur years in the NFL. I'm talking about, he's a T-Rexosaurus in the NFL. He's been to 1 Super Bowl. But he's so great. Lamar, it's my guy. No disrespect to Lamar. This ain't about Lamar. This is about the mainstream media. Mm-hmm. He hasn't been to a Super Bowl, has he?
He has not.
Nope.
What about Josh Allen?
Has not been to a Super Bowl.
Has he been to a Super Bowl? Joe Burrow, he's been to 1?
1.
What are we talking about? Like, I'm just about accomplishing things. Like, and I had an argument with some people, and I said, if you had to pick a career between Aaron Rodgers and Eli Manning, who career are you picking? Because at the end of the day, this is just about Super Bowls.
I might pick Aaron Rodgers'
career. I'm not picking Aaron Rodgers.
I don't know.
So you mean to tell me,
yeah,
if we said, okay, we can draft this kid today, and we could draft this kid today. And when their careers end with the Eagles, one kid is going to have 1 Super Bowl, and the other kid is going to have 2 Super Bowls. What kid are you picking? I mean, this just is common sense to me.
He wants the 2 Super Bowls.
I don't care about MVP trophies and not Super Bowl trophies.
I got you.
They given Lamar Jackson, I think, his 3rd one this year.
Yeah.
Who would you rather have right now, Lamar Jackson
a Jalen Hurts that keeps it's ended up in the Super Bowl mysteriously.
Give me Lamar, Lamar Jackson.
I'd rather have Lamar Jackson.
Yeah, but
I'd rather have this team than that team.
No.
Yes.
What it tells me.
I would.
But what it tells me, you're a stats guy.
No, you go with stats I didn't watch the game. Good.
See, I understand the Philly mentality. Yeah. I understand we not a pretty city. We a gritty city.
That's for sure.
Everything we get is out the mud. We supposed to be old school, run first. Play action fake, gotcha. Because when I was growing up as a kid, that was winning football, right? Handed to Emmitt. You handed to Emmitt again. Yeah. You handed to Emmitt again. Soon as them linebackers like Ike and them say, they going to Emmitt. No, they not. They going to Mike over the top. Yeah. That's how we play, brother. So for us, 5 years, 2 Super Bowls, mm-hmm. playoffs every year as a starter.
Mm-hmm. Has been great.
Come on, man. What are we talking about, man?
Gilly the kid with us.
You're going down to New Orleans, I'm assuming.
I'll be there Thursday morning.
And see, some people don't know, Gilly used to, you know, he was a resident down there a little bit because he worked down there.
In New Orleans,
yes. They don't know about Gilly's his other career.
Yes, my rap career when I was signing the Cash Money.
Ah.
I was down in New Orleans for like 3.5-4 years. You know what I mean?
I was in New Orleans once. I saw that band in that little room, the jazz band.
Yeah.
I forget what it was called. It's a great music scene.
Yeah,
New Orleans.
Great music scene.
Yeah, it's great music. So are you bringing JoJo and the broom guy?
Absolutely.
Dude, let me tell you, that is the family runs to Instagram to see that every Sunday, bro.
Yeah.
You doing the blow the whistle, JoJo, the broom guy, you got the people coming out.
Yeah. And it's a
movie every week.
And that just happened so organically.
Yeah.
I just came out, I didn't even know he was on his porch sweeping. And then I know Jake because, you know, I pull up, hey, what's up, Jake? You know, that's my studio house.
Yep.
And Jake lives across the street. And then he just walked over and he got in and he just did his thing. And then the next day, because Jake kind of knew I was like, you know, famous or whatever, but he had no idea. He's 75 years. He don't have social media. He doesn't. And he's the next day, he's like, my whole family called me. He was like, my daughter, like, out of town, she called me like, Dad, you're all over the place. What are you doing? Like, and then I bump into his you know, his daughter says, Gilly, y'all like the best thing that happened to him. Mm. Like, I don't even know how to feel about this. She said, I can't even tell people because I don't even know how to explain it. Like, how do you explain, he was outside dancing and then my dad walked up with
a broom.
And now we go down the Eagles game and they got brooms down there.
Yes, everybody knows, yes. Like,
she's like, this is, like, unbelievable. So, yes, and then Jake all last week was like, man, I just want to thank you, man. This has just been the best days of my life. And we won, and I'm like, no, Jake, this is not over yet.
I saw what you told me.
We're going to the Super Bowl, Jake. And he's like, what? And you got to understand, that was Jake's first Eagle game at 75 years old.
Oh, my God, really?
So,
and now he's going to the Super Bowl.
And you're taking him to the Super Bowl with you?
Yeah. So it was his first Eagles game was the playoffs, walking out the tunnel. Then his second game was the next game. Then his third game was the conference championship. And now we're going to the Super Bowl and we're sitting front row.
Mm. Worth the wait.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
We need you there, brother, for that luck.
We're going to win, right?
Yes, sir.
We're absolutely going to win.
Because we can't just get there now. Now we got to win.
Because our energy is, the energy around Philadelphia is so good right now that the players are feeding on it unbelievable.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, that's the thing about this city, right? Is that when it's going bad, you don't want to leave your house.
Right.
But when it's going good, and you've said this a million times, if you're an athlete, being in Philadelphia, you win a championship in Philadelphia, you're a hero forever.
Yes, ever. Yes, sir.
Ever.
I'm living proof. And I didn't even won a championship.
Yeah, and you're a hero. Yeah, you're a hero nonetheless.
I'm living proof. Listen, Gilly, we love you, brother. Keep
doing what you're doing, man.
Seriously.
Appreciate
you and Wallow. You guys are truly inspirational. Love what you're doing with the city, man.
Thank you.
Thank you for stopping in.
All love, brother. Anytime, man.
Yep. And again, you can get the Gilly the Kid collectible card and all that. You see it at SpectorSportsArt.com.
You'll get that.
All right. Thank you for coming by, man.
Anytime, brother.
Yeah, well, we'll see you in New Orleans.
Gilly.
Yes, sir.
All right. We'll be back in a moment. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. If you haven't, replace your old drafty windows and you think, oh, the cold's over. I don't have to worry about it. You do have to worry about it. It's going to get real cold again, heating bills through the roof because you haven't replaced your old drafty windows. Do it. Guided door and window. They're doing something good for you. The big winter sale, which ended in January. Well, it's the end of January. They're going to push it through the end of February. That's right. 40% off every window and door you buy. Every single energy efficient replacement window with high performance, low E glass includes it. 40% off every door, every sliding patio door, insulated entry door, 40% off. Buy now, pay later. Interest-free financing up to a year. This is only going through the end of February, so don't miss it. If you need new windows and doors, which you probably do, call 877-GO-GUIDA. Get all the details. Schedule a free in-home estimate or go to GoGuida.com. That's GoGYDA.com.